Welcome, everybody, to Magnet Investing Insights. I'm Jordan Kimmel, and we're joined by a good friend and old friend. It's Barry Sloan, the CEO of NewTek One. And Barry, first of all, thanks so much for joining us.
Jordan, great to be here. Thank you for having me.
So there's a new NewTek One, which we'll get into in a minute, but I want to set the stage, Barry. I've known you for years. I attend conferences, and when I do so, I ahead of time score out all companies ahead of time based on insider ownership, based upon revenues and margins. And if you remember, I met you at a conference, and after the conference, I said, Barry, you don't need to sell me. You rank up on our Magnet stock selection process. That had to be 10 years ago. It's been a great relationship. And so again, we're going to cover the NewTek One, the new NewTek One. So I knew you as a BDC, a business development corporation. You're one of the largest shareholders of the company. So the tenet is you're always going to do what's in the best interest of shareholders and yourself and your partners. You made a big decision a year or so ago to change from a BDC to a bank. So maybe explain, you know, that as part of it, because you're not just a regular bank. I see NewTek One as a different kind of bank.
Yeah, Jordan, and I appreciate that the dialogue to the extent that a lot of people are trying to understand why we did this transformation. First thing is, you got to go back to the beginning of time, 1998. The company was in a spare bedroom in a New York City apartment. That's how it was founded. And it was founded on the premise of there's this huge demographic in the United States of small and medium-sized businesses, independent business owners. There's 30 million of them. And what we decided to do back in 98 was to provide a company that would basically make business solutions and financial solutions available to these 30 million companies. And over the course of time, the company has first started off as a 33-act company, converted into a BDC, and we recently decided to buy a bank, which means we have to reconvert back into a 33-act company. At the end of the day, the form of the company isn't what's important. It's the substance. And the substance is there's this huge demographic that is underserved financially and from a business service standpoint. That's what we do. The interesting thing about owning a depository, and I use the term owning a depository rather than we're just a bank, we don't look like 98% of the banks out there or bank holding companies, which is extremely important. We acquired the depository because whether you're a consumer or a business, you go to that depository 3 to 5 times a week, 12 to 20 times a month. That's impressions. So in the tech world, you pay for those impressions. You pay for those eyeballs. By owning a depository, we don't have to do that. And we've created our own business portal, the NewTek Advantage, which highlights all the great things that we could do for a business. So unlike banks, which take deposits and maybe make the customer a loan, we do a myriad of things for that business to make them more successful.
Right. Well, you know, before you go on from there, Barry, though, because you already think of this as second nature, let's talk about what they are, because I remember looking before you bought the bank, even when you were still BDC, the approach you took with a customer in terms of maybe even their website, paying bills, payroll. Talk about it's not just a loan and a loan.
Well, my dad was a retailer and working in a store from the time I was 11, selling ceramic bowls on a street corner. It all starts off with the customer and what do customers need. These customers need help with payroll, picking the right insurance coverage at the right price, managing their IT, being able to pay their bills and invoices. They need help with accounting. So NewTek One, the one company for all your business needs, gives these solutions and makes them available to its business client. And our goal is if we haven't earned it or make you more successful, you shouldn't be a client of NewTek One. And that's why the company was named NewTek One. It's how we're established. So we do all of these things, payroll, health and benefits, property and casualty insurance. We give them the ability to move money. We have a bank account where there's no service fees, no fees for ACHs or wires. We're the largest small business lender, government guaranteed, in the United States through the first two quarters of this year. We'll do about $1.4 billion worth of loans. So we are a total solutions provider for the 30 million businesses that the SBA defines as independent and in that bucket. Represents 50% of non-farm GDP.
Right, and that's the part of NewTek that always amazed me, the other services that you're able to do. So while we're on that, you founded this, you know, co-founded this out of your bedroom, but I know that you're a very humble guy, you like to share. You don't run NewTek day-to-day operations right now. You built a team around you. These are professionals. Some have been with you for many years. I know you're really proud of the team. So maybe you want to even shed some light on some of the players that really help you and continue to, you know, build what NewTek's about.
Sure. We have 550 employees at NewTek today. We view ourselves as the company that is branchless, bankerless, brokerless, and BDO-less. So what you see on the screen here with Barry, NewTek One in the background, that's what you get. So our client-facing employees are all on camera. So we are very virtual. We have office space, but like many companies, our staff doesn't want to go into the office, and we have all the tools to monitor activity remotely, well, relative to their phone calls, their texts, their emails. We've developed all these solutions in-house to be able to manage the client experience. Importantly, it's a referral-based business. So we get 1,000 business referrals a day from entities like UBS, Morgan Stanley, Raymond James, Meineke Muffler Trade Association, Henry Schein. These are companies that have independent business owner clients that need to get them a loan or help them with payroll or insurance or a banking relationship. They push them to us through the patented NewTracker system, and then we give them solutions on camera 24/7, 365. So in the banking world, there's something called an efficiency ratio. Our efficiency ratio is currently 50% of NewTek Bank National Association, probably going down to 40. That's unheard of in the banking business. Most banks have efficiency ratios at 60, 65%. Our return on assets at the bank, 5.7%. Our return on tangible common equity at the bank, 35%. These are unheard of returns that with a first year in business as a organization owning a bank, therefore we became a financial holding company. We don't look like any of these other banks that live off of, frankly, zero interest paying deposits,
right,
and riskless, low margin loans.
Right. You know, Barry, I think this is no longer your grandfather's bank that closed at three. That a different world of the technology that is underneath your hood is probably, you know, one of the most impressive parts of your business. So this might be a technicality, but I want to get into it. The BDO structure required you to pay out dividends as a policy and not retain the earnings. The new formation that you have, you're able to reinvest in the company, you're able to retain earnings, and if you want to grow, you don't have to issue more shares to grow. You could grow through retained earnings. And that might seem second nature to anybody else, but I used to get frustrated with BDOs where you'd see as soon as you felt something good about it, they issued more shares at a discount, knocked the stock down. It was a cycle you went on. With retaining your earnings, I'm guessing you'll have even better opportunity to grow the team and grow the internal technology.
Yeah, the BDC structure, a business development corp structure, is what's called a flow through. It's technically a mutual fund, pays no tax, and the dividend is taxable primarily as ordinary income. So now we're able to retain earnings. We are a taxpayer, and the dividend that we pay, which Last year was 18 cents a quarter. The first quarter you went up to 19. You're looking at about a 6% to 7% dividend yield, which is pretty high. But that's at a qualified rate. So we're now able to retain earnings, which we're able to do with the bank. And we're also able to lever the business more through deposits and lower cost of funds than as a non-bank lender or non-bank entity. I think the one thing I wanted to point out, Jordan, relative to our business model, this is the new way to open up a depository account. Okay? And because of this, banks that are feasting on non-interest-bearing depository accounts, they won't be able to survive. We are a lender to small and medium-sized business. Our current rates, because we do long amortizations on the loans, they're prime plus 3, 11.5%. Three-quarters of the loan has a government guarantee on it. We're able to sell it at a 10 to 11-point gain. That's why our returns on assets and equity are extraordinarily high. Unlike a bank, which has to have its cost of funds at 1.5 to 2, it has very low risk consumer loans, either residential car loans or other things. The margins in the banking industry are razor thin, and it limits them to their growth. So we are a growth oriented organization. We look nothing like a bank. And the market is beginning to become familiar with who we are and how we're going to perform. And we're excited about going out, telling our story, showing marketplace we are a growth company in a bank format, which is totally a bit of an oxymoron.
No, hey, listen, you know, when the world is focused on hyper growth and what if this and what if that, you never discount money in the pocket, earn money while you're sleeping. These dividends that you mentioned in passing, let's stick on that for a while. You are paying out a dividend more than double the S&P dividend, much more than the banking industry. But not only, you know, do we talk about the importance of dividends and total return, Barry, I recently saw you increase your dividend. Increasing or decreasing your dividends, a big discussion for the board. It's done with only, you know, it's a sign of confidence when companies are raising their dividend. So I want to, you know, maybe just take a minute without getting too into the coverage. You wouldn't do that unless you were confident about what was going on.
Yeah, dividends, obviously, they have to be approved by the board. Company like ours and many companies do that as a sense of stability because it's paid out of income. It's a sign of faith that they're going to be able to make that income, pay the dividend, and the regulators have to ultimately approve dividends to make sure that you're in compliance and done so in according with the plan. So in 2023, we were primarily 18 cents a share. And we bumped up the last quarter to 19. We moved it up a penny. And look, we feel very good about the business model, our loan portfolio, because we've been a lender for over 20 years. So we know how to lend in this space.
Right.
We've went through 08, 09. We've went through the pandemic. Got a great management team led by Peter Downs, chief lending officer. We brought in very senior people to run the bank. Nick Young, formerly chief credit officer at Iberia Bank. We brought in a new CFO, Scott Price. The Newtek team is really chock full of talent. We're excited about our future. This is a different technologically oriented financial institution that does more than borrow money through deposits at below market rates,
right,
and puts money out on a risk adjusted basis. Yes, we take more risk in our loans. We have 20 years worth of experience. So our loan loss reserves at the end of the year were about 370 basis points. I would say that's 7 to 8 times the normal loan loss reserves of a bank. But we do expect that we'll have greater losses, but the returns are greater. And when you net it out against those reserves, we do just fine. And we have 20 years of experience in the space that tells us we know what we're doing.
Well, Barry, you know me well enough to know that I look below the hood. I look at the numbers. I don't only look at earnings. I look at margins. I look right through the balance sheet. And one of the things, the M in Magnet was always about management, and it's difficult to measure. But one thing you can measure is the commitment to the company. The do they own any shares? You see a lot of guys with a very big salary. They get awarded shares every year and they sell them immediately, and you got to laugh. So I know that you are making decisions as still the largest single shareholder. Institutions have climbed on board, and that's what all happens with Magnet stocks too. So, I give you a tremendous amount of credit for the work you put in. I know that right now you may be a little bit through a transition period where people are learning how the balance sheet operates, how Newtek's able to take their earnings, reinvest them, build out the team. And one other thing, Barry, I just want to mention, you mentioned just in passing, just because you're so used to it, as one of the largest SBA loan facilitators in the United States, and have been for many, many years. And as a result, as the CEO, you have a really great pulse on the economy itself, the actual borrowing, the actual lending. And so I think it's that stewardship, the experience of you and your team that has led to these increasing dividend stream and solid growth that you've experienced. And Barry, it's not everybody who has an idea to help a lot of people get loans and facilitate a need. And then all these years later, I don't know if you have a chance in the quiet of the night to think about all the loans that you've created and helped the businesses that flourished as a result of having a facility like a Newtek to work with.
Yeah, look, I think that in addition to having a company that makes money, pays taxes, employs 550 families, the fact that we're providing funds in all 50 states, approximately 30% of our loans are made to women and minority-owned businesses, the underbanked, the underserved, and the fact that we are able to help businesses really get state-of-the-art software, technology, manage their IT safely and securely, it's a good feeling. And look, this is an economic engine. The United States does not go anywhere without the small to medium-sized business market. So we're proud of what we do. We have great staff that takes care of clients, makes them more successful. And like I said, if we can take a business and help them and make them more successful and enhance their business opportunity, we haven't earned it. We like the space. It's not an easy space. Most of our competitors can't cost effectively serve this market. You can't serve this market with branches or commercial bankers. It's way too expensive. But the way we do it, through referrals, on a camera, with solutions experts, enables us to provide the highest quality service to our clients cost effectively. And that's really the goal. It's very
Right.
scalable.
All right, let me also add, let's not forget the fact that because of the cost savings and the efficiency, the higher rates that you're actually able to pay out. So a lot of the investors have just lived through the decade of zero interest rates. Why don't you just take a minute here? You were in periodical after periodical. Just a week ago, I saw a few stories where you actually had the highest CDs in the United States for certain durations. So let's not forget to mention that our viewers, the listeners, in addition to the services to the banks, they could also straight CDs and high loan fees, the what you pay out for corporate accounts. Let's not forget
Yeah.
about that.
So I think when you look at Newtek versus, I'll just pull a big top four bank out of the air, Bank of America. Ron Moynihan will get on TV and brag about 1.5% cost of deposits. In other words, he's effectively underpaying depositors that give him money because a depository account is actually like owning a government guaranteed security with insurance. It's technically not a security, it's a deposit, but your credit is the FDIC under $250,000. And then why would somebody give the financial institution money at 1.5% when bills are at 5%? Well, this is going to change that over time. When you look at their average yield on the portfolio, it's about 4% because they're in very low margin, very big scale business. I mean, they're car loans, residential mortgage loans. It's like a factory. Very, very low risk. We're the antithesis of that. We pay our depositors a market rate of interest. Our consumer high yield savings account is 5.25%. Our 6-month CD is 5.5%. Now, how can we pay that? Well, we can pay that because a lot of our loans go to small businesses that have no other alternative but to borrow in the government guaranteed SBA program. And that's beneficial to us, even though the losses are higher. We are able to charge a high rate, but we give the borrower a 10 to 25 year amortization schedule, which drops the payment. So it's very affordable for small business. The SBA program has been around for over 60 years. It works. And we've been in it for 20. So when you look at our organization, after very healthy loan loss reserves and high coupons and a low cost infrastructure, our return on assets and return on tangible common equity dwarfs all the competitors in the space. And when the market gets used to the fact that our merchant processing revenue, our insurance agency revenue, payroll tech is all reoccurring without capital, so we're able to get great cash flows out of all these businesses. But once again, it doesn't look like 98% of the banks.
Unconventional, no doubt. And so let me just, you know, remind everyone also, just to make it absolutely clear, Newtek is a publicly traded company. It's NEWT. There's plenty of liquidity. We are looking right now at the largest single shareholder and someone who's been paying out, enjoying the dividends. I'm sure you like the dividends as the rest of your shareholders.
I like them better as a BDC, but this was the right thing to do for all the shareholders. I mean, people said, well, gee, why are you doing this? You want to pay yourself more? No. When you see the proxies, I haven't paid myself more.
Right.
There's no bonuses that are exorbitant here. And the dividends are very nice. So, but being able to retain earnings and develop a bank that's technologically enabled in every way, shape, or form is going to wind up, in my opinion, and the board's, being a very big deal to investors.
That's the game changer for you. And again, this is not a blanket recommendation. Everyone has to invest according to their own circumstances. But Newtek has been paying their dividends and their shareholders for many, many years. And I think there is an inflection point. And Barry, I want to add one other thing. You know, this show is not about me promoting Magnet. It's about really us trying to take Magnet Investing Insights. We're going to be bringing on investors from all walks of life, from value, from growth, from dividends, banking. And so one of the things we've reached out and we appreciate you stepping up to help sponsor this whole educational platform we're offering. And, you know, frankly, I've been proud of the Newtek relationship for years and glad to call you a friend.
Thanks, Jordan. Appreciate the opportunity to chat with you and reach an audience and basically, you know, tell entrepreneurs out there that there are organizations like Newtek that can help reduce your risk, grow your revenues, and cut your expenses. That's what we do.
Right. And you know what? We're going to caveat on periodically. We know you're busy. You're going to come on periodically, give us an update. And we really appreciate the time today. Once again, it's Jordan Kimmel from Magnet Investing Insights with Barry Sloan, Chairman and CEO of Newtek One. Barry, thanks so much for the time again.
Thank you, Jordan. Appreciate the opportunity.